Welcome to Building Success, Loving Life. If you want to build your career while maintaining work-life balance, then stick around. I am Karen Gombo, CEO and life coach. After 30 years in senior leadership positions, I'll give you insight into the necessary skills, behaviors, and mindset shifts needed to make it happen. If a girl from a small town in Maine can build her dream career in Paris, France, then you can too. So let's dive in. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is the third episode of Building Success, Loving Life. And today I want to talk about energy. I'm going to define what energy is for me. I'm going to tell you a couple stories around energy and why it's important. We're going to talk about why it's important at work. And finally, I'll give you some tips on how you can influence your own energy. So let's go. Let's start off first with how I define it. And for me, energy is the vibe that you give off. It's intangible, but it's something that people can feel. And when I talk about energy, for me, there are two kinds of energy. There's a warm energy and a cold energy. A warm energy is it's something where people will gravitate towards. They're attracted to. A warm energy brings people in. It's sending off a vibe that you're open. Come talk to me. Let's connect. Whereas a cold energy, it's often where people are being aggressive, grumpy, and it's not an energy that is inviting people to connect with each other. It's more repelling people and keeping a distance from each other. So I want to tell you a couple stories about why this is such an important topic, I think, for us women in our everyday lives and especially at work. So I want to start off first with a story for everyday life. So think about have you ever had guests over for dinner? I live in a city and there's traffic. And think about the times that you've had guests and they come in and the first thing that they say as they walk through the door, oh my gosh, there was so much traffic. How can you live here? It took me forever to park. I mean, they haven't even come into your home and they're complaining. They have immediately given off a vibe that is negative. Whereas you can invite someone over, you open the door to welcome them, and they're like, oh, it is so great to see you. I haven't seen you in ages. It immediately sets a different tone. That is cold energy and warm energy. I want to give you another example, something also that happened recently to me. So I golf, and in golf, you play with four players. So they pair you with people that you don't know. You're all there because you all love golf, but you have to play together and you're going to be spending the next 4 to 5 hours together. So recently, I got paired with a woman and she came, hardly said hello, and she started to complain. It's cold. It's wet. My back hurts. My cart is broken. So we have these push carts in golf. My cart is broken. I haven't played well for 3 months. Like literally, we've hardly even met. And she is sending off, like giving off this very, very negative vibe. And my immediate reaction as the receiver of that energy is that, this is going to be a long 4 hours. I'm not going to want to connect with her. I'm not going to enjoy it. And so her energy that she brought to playing together, like immediately affected all of the other people. And the third example that I would like to give, this is a work example. So I used to work in a very large open space, and this was when we used to go to the office. And I had an office, so I had an individual office with a glass wall and glass door. And it looked out all over the open space. And in the open space, you know, desks were set up. I think there were about four desks in groups. And there was this woman where I had the door shut and I could literally feel inside my closed office the negative energy that she was giving off. She was pushing papers around and she was getting up and she was huffing and puffing. I didn't even have to hear anything that she was saying. Nothing. I couldn't hear what she was saying, but I could actually feel the negative energy coming off of her. You know, it was the brisk movements and it was the standing up and it was this, and you could see the body language sighing. So it is something that is very intangible, but that affects us, and it affects us and we don't even know why it's happening. Have you ever had that happen where you've met someone for the first time and you're immediately like, oh, this is not going to be fun? Either when you go to a party or you're invited, they've seated you next to another dinner guest, and you're going to have to spend a couple hours with them. It's just not the positive environment that I think we should be in, and that I think as women, we have a right to create. And so, ladies, why is energy important at work? People are drawn to positive energy. We don't even know that we're doing it, but often we want to work with those people that are sending off the positive vibes, that are constructive, that are solution-oriented, that are having fun at work. I mean, who would you rather work with? Would you rather work with somebody who every time they come to a meeting, they sit there and say, this is a problem. I don't know how we're going to find a solution. So-and-so did this. So-and-so did that. The company sucks. The company's this, the company that. That is one kind of energy that I've called the cold energy, where people don't want to be around people like that. As a manager, I wanted to have people on my team who would come to meetings or come to work saying, okay, this is going to be fun today. Yes, we have problems, but what are the solutions? What can we do to get this done? Who can we ask? And the vibe is so different. Even think back to maybe some meetings, a team meeting that you've been in. You can see there are people who are grumpy, crossing their arms, scowling, and they have a negative filter on everything that is being said, and they're sending off a negative vibe for everything they're saying or just the way that they're behaving. Versus somebody who is raising their hand, who has something constructive to say. And it's not just about being positive. It's about bringing solutions, not criticizing, but being constructive. And that is the positive energy. People want women like that on their team. I want to hire women like that. I don't want to hire somebody who's bringing me a problem every single day with no solution. I don't want to hire somebody who every single time I say, hey, how are you doing today? Comes up with I'm not doing well. This hurts, that hurts. She's a problem, he's a problem. So do you get what I'm saying? There's such a huge difference. And companies want people who have that warm energy. So now I want to give you some tips on how you can think about it and how you can, I would say, influence the energy that you are sending out in the world. And this is something that we work a lot on with my coaching clients, because it is 100% something that you can personally influence. So now I'd like to talk about what you can do to influence your energy. The first thing is to build awareness. Build awareness into the vibe you are giving off. Are you going into a room giving off that negative or that cold energy? Or are you showing up as somebody with a positive energy, solution-oriented? So building that awareness, it takes time. It's something that I work on quite a bit with my coaching clients. So I know it's not the easiest thing to do overnight. However, just checking in with ourselves on a regular basis, either before you go into an important event, before you step into work, or you get up in the morning, is start thinking about where your energy levels are and how they are. So what is that vibe that you are giving off? The second tip that I would have is to decide the energy you want to give off. Decide if you want to be giving off a warm energy or a cold energy. This happened recently. I got up and decided I was going to have an amazing day, and so many fantastic things spontaneously happened to me. I wasn't even trying, but the world and the universe could feel the positive vibe that I was sending off or giving off. Okay. So think about how you want to show up. The third thing is I would seriously consider creating some awareness around your body language. Because body language is when we're sitting back and have our arms crossed, or we're frowning, or, you know, we're have this questioning look on our face, that is sending off one kind of energy. Whereas if we're sitting maybe with our hands in our laps and our arms open, we've got a neutral expression or a smile on our face, and we're sitting up straight rather than being hunched over, those are different energies that are being given off and that are being felt by those around you. So I would like to leave you with this question for this week. At the end of the day, if you are sitting around talking with your spouse or significant other, and they ask you how your day went, where does your mind go? Like, what is the default answer? Are you there listing all of the reasons that your day was crappy? Or are you thinking about how your day was amazing? And just that small exercise, if you do that regularly, you'll start to have brain shifts and you'll start to create awareness into how you are behaving and the energy that you're giving off. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you next week, ladies. Bye.